So Carnarvon dies and Carter must press on by himself, finally excavating the tomb. Inside the sarcophagus were three nested sarcophagi, and Carter has a great deal of difficulty getting them out. They are a tight fit, very tight fit, with pins closing them, has to saw them open, you know. They're coffins that are gilded, and then they get to the last one. They're lifting the lids, and they get to the last one, and inside is Tutankhamun. On the day of burial, as he was left, the first time you see a pharaoh intact in his coffin, in his tomb. At first, they didn't know what they were looking at. There was a gauze over the face, and they weren't sure. It looked like it was blurred. Then they removed the gauze, and then they saw, of course, that fabulous golden coffin. Now, this is why there was no floor to the shrines. The last coffin, the third innermost coffin, was solid gold, 250 pounds of gold. It was incredibly heavy, and they had trouble lifting it. They didn't know why it was so heavy. But the problem they had immediately confronting them was how to get Tutankhamun out of the coffin. He's in this gold coffin, but he's stuck in it. On the day of burial, they poured sacred oils on Tutankhamun. Those oils had congealed over 3,300 years, and it was now like tar. He was stuck, and they didn't know how to get him out. They tried all kinds of things. You wouldn't believe what they tried. You would not believe it. They took it outside and left it in the sun, hoping that the sun would soften it. It didn't. Carter created zinc plates, put it underneath the coffin, and with a blowtorch, put a blowtorch to the zinc plates so the coffin wouldn't melt, and tried to heat it. It didn't work. Eventually, they had to chip Tutankhamun out of the coffin. Had to chip him out of the coffin. Now, this is the first point where we get the mummy of Tutankhamun. And as I said, I think what we learn from the mummy of Tutankhamun is even more interesting than what we learn from the objects in the tomb. Let me explain, and let me start with a disclaimer. What I'm going to do in this lecture is present an archaeological theory. It's my theory. It is not proven. That's why I call it a theory. But I think it's the best explanation for the facts we have. Many Egyptologists agree with it. Many disagree. We're divided. And it's just a theory. But the theory is that Tutankhamun was murdered. And I think the body, combined with the circumstances around him, suggest murder very strongly. So let me present the theory to you, and you'll see how the mummy plays a central role. Carter finally gets the mummy out. How? He calls in an anatomist from Cairo, from the School of Medicine in Cairo. His name is Derry. And Derry cuts the mummy into pieces. Never publishes that he did this. He saws the mummy in half, right at the fourth lumbar vertebra, comes right in. Now, this is a horrible thing to do to a pharaoh's body. I guarantee you that if they had found the golden throne of Tutankhamun stuck in this oil, they would have figured out a way to get it out, find the right solvents, dissolve it, and they wouldn't have sawed it in half. But in these days, nobody realized how much information was in a mummy. Nobody realized it was an important artifact. It was just a body. They were more interested in the more than 100 gold amulets and objects within the wrappings. So they sawed it apart and took the body out. Now, what did they learn from the body? First, Tutankhamun was a boy king. This is the first time we learn that he dies at around the age of 18. Now, how do you know he dies at the age of 18? Many ways. First, the long bones of your body, the epiphyses, as we call them, the ends of the epiphyse. The ends are called the epiphyses. The long bones are like your femur, you know, the longest leg bone in your body. There's the tibia, the fibula, right? Arm bones. When you're young, the ends of them, the epiphyses, are cartilage. It's soft material that's not fully attached. This is why kids are very flexible. You know, they can bend because they've got a lot of cartilage. As you get older, it ossifies, turns to bone, and becomes more solid and more fixed to the end of the bone. We could see the ends of Tutankhamun's bones, and they're still cartilage. So he's about 18. It's just about ossifying. He's about 18. Another thing that Derry talks about is the molars haven't erupted, right? When do the molars erupt? He doesn't have a full set of molars coming down. So he's before the age of, say, 19 or 20.